It's a couple of minutes after noon, and welcome to the program here. We have on the phone with us today, as we do each and every Wednesday, and we're glad of that, Mayor Bob Whalen. Good morning. Good afternoon, I should say, Mayor. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ed. Doing well, thank you.
Good. And I've been holding it in all day, so I guess congratulations are in order, and I would like for you to please tell our listeners what we're so excited about.
Well, after 25 or 30 years, however you count it, we are at a position where we're going to cut the ribbon and open the village entrance. The final phase is done and will be open Friday, and the parking will be open for the Memorial Day weekend here. So it's been a long time coming, but it looks great. I think it's a beautiful entrance to our city now, one that we can all be proud of.
It was a couple of years in the making, just the actual construction project portion of it, but it was a lot of years in the sweat of it all. There's multi-use trails, decorative concrete and decomposed granite, decorative fencing along the drainage channel. I'm wondering what that looks like. I haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have. I mean, the fencing looks a lot better than the chain link that used to be there. So it's a big step up. And, you know, what I've observed during this time that we've been at home, and of course, for a while, the beaches were closed. There are a lot of people walking out there on the pathway that gets you out to the sawdust and the art affair. And, you know, it's a nice walk. It beats the old, walking on the highway there. So,
yeah.
And as those trees and the vegetation matures, I think it's just going to become a beautiful park-like area.
Yeah, you included 75 brand new trees and over 3,000 shrubs.
Yeah, there's a lot of great planting out there, and it's it's doing well. There's a couple there we'll have to replace, but that's just par for the course. It's looking great, and I love the springtime rain. Flowers were great, beautiful. So, nice to be at a point where we can call that one complete.
Right. Well, my two favorite things about this project, it was delivered on time and on budget. So, yeah, those are my two favorite things.
our contractor did a good job for us, and our public works department oversaw it. And, it's good to bring it in accordance with the budget, as you say, and on time, which was exactly the end of May here.
Perfect, perfect. So let's talk about Memorial Day weekend. Currently, our beaches are active use, and I'm seeing Memorial Weekend as a nightmare to enforce active use. Are we going to actually be enforcing the active use? Because first family I see pulling chairs out with a big cooler, I'm thinking, okay, we got problems here.
We will be enforcing active use. I've been talking to our Marine Safety Chief, Kevin Snow. It's going to be, all hands on deck. But the reality is, and I was down there last weekend, and I would have put the compliance at about 90%, I thought, what I observed from Maine down to Brooks. But it's not going to be 100% compliance. It's not possible. We don't have enough personnel for that. So I really would encourage people to comply with the active use. I think all our residents, substantially all of them, are doing it. But recognize it's not going to be perfect, and it's going to take them a while to get to people. But when I was down there last weekend, I observed. I mean, they were over talking to a number of different people who, were either sitting down to eat a taco or on their towel or whatever. So they do get around to it, and really, the people, once they interact with them, have been, I think, responsive and, willing to comply.
All right. Well, we're crossing our fingers for this weekend. Governor Gavin Newsom this week relaxed the criteria for Orange County, thus giving us a chance to succeed at reopening. But the county, we still fall way short on a lot of those numbers. I'm going to pose this question to you, that some counties in other states, like Georgia and Florida, don't have really independent healthcare agencies, independent from the county government. And those numbers in those counties in those two states were fudged. How confident are you that the Orange County Health Agency is completely independent and will be providing accurate information as we try to improve our numbers?
I've had the opportunity to be on a weekly call for the last several weeks, each Friday, with the county CEO, Frank Kim, and then Dr. Nicole Quick, who's the county health officer. And, listening to those conversations, I am confident that they really are independent. They're not going to fudge the numbers. You know, I think the county, like all of us, wants to get to the point where we can meet those criteria. But she's got a license that is on the line, a doctor's license that's on the line if she were to certify something that's not true. So they're going to call. She's going to call them if she sees them. And I think the hope that really all of us have is we can get to that point through phase two. What I heard yesterday at the Board of Supervisors meeting was that they are, you know, looking to file an application with the state, and they may have to supplement it, but they want to get in the queue, as they said, to start the review process with the governor's office. So I'm hopeful we'll get there quickly.
So they're talking about actually filing the application before the numbers are completely met?
Well, I think they think the new numbers are, I think they think the new numbers are, they're able to satisfy those on the hospitalizations and on the percentage of positive tests, but there are other requirements related to PPE and other things that I think they're still working to satisfy. But I think they are going to file an application. Sounded like to me like they're going to file an application certifying what they could certify to.
Okay.
And then if they have to supplement it, they'll do that.
Okay. And here in town, and again, we're all, our hearts break for our local businesses here in town. But again, last week, a local eatery opened up on their own in violation of the governor's orders, and the healthcare agency shut them down a few hours later or later into the afternoon. What's the city's responsibility in making sure that non-essential businesses adhere to the guidelines? Is it you contacting the healthcare agency? Can the city code enforcement shut down businesses that are not adhering?
The city can do that, and our police department has been contacting people really throughout this whole process. We've had a few where people opened or partially opened, and the police department goes and contacts them and says, hey, you're not allowed to be open now. And from what I'm told from our police chief, we've had good compliance with that so far. So, yeah, the county health office can come in and shut it down. But we do get, situations here in town where we have called out our police department to go have a discussion, and they've gone well.
Okay. All right. Mayor, I know your time is valuable. I'm grateful that you take time with us. Anything you want to tell our listeners before we head out?
No, just again, appreciative of such the effort our community's made to comply with the social distancing and continue to wear the masks in the essential businesses. Everything I hear is the same as you're hearing, that be smart about wearing a mask when you're in close quarters and contact with other people. And you're not doing it for yourself as much as you're doing it for the other person. You're wearing the mask is protecting someone else from getting possibly infected if you're an asymptomatic person. So, keep up the good work and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend, but be safe.
Mayor Whalen, thank you very much. You have a great Memorial Day weekend as well.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
Take care.
Bye. That's Mayor Bob Whalen, 1211 The Time, KXFM.